Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special new event, the 99 Portal Activation. We just made it up, basically. I figured, you know, people do 11-11, they do Lionsgate 8-8. Well, why don't we do the rest of the numbers, like 1-1-2-2-3-3-4-4-5-5, etc. So maybe we'll do that next year, and maybe we'll do a 10-10 in October. We always do a 12-12 and an 8-8 and a 11-11. So I think October feels like it's being left out. So we'll see if we can do a 10-10 next month. Okay. So welcome to the call, and let's do the overview and we'll get started. All right. In this new portal activation, you know, like a Stargate, on the power of 9-9, we will transverse. That means like go really fast. We will traverse the space-time continuum and third, fourth density and travel into the 9 energy of completion. 9 is the power of 3 times 3, the Trinity times 3. Very powerful. And together, that's all of us, we will invoke the sacred geometry power with the assistance of the Archangel Metatron and his angels of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're also going to include the Archangel Zadkiel and the Violet Flame. Violet Flame angels were also part of the Archangel's domain, shall we say. Really cool. This promises to be a very powerful portal activation, so come prepared physically, emotionally, and mentally for a deep dive into consciousness in the quantum realms of many possibilities. From and through this activation, your brain, your beautiful brain, and heart centers will be receiving gradual downloads of information that will assist you along your spiritual journey in many ways unexpected and unforeseen. So we'll call them miracles, right? These downloads will work in your subconscious. That's basically the area that you're not consciously aware of. That's all that means. In your subconscious field, and will be integrated as you allow in divine right timing. Very important, divine right timing. The changes and shifts will manifest naturally, without the need to process, without the need to try, without any conscious effort on your part. Okay, so your pets and ancestors are invited to attend. All right, so let's get started. So bring all of your awareness to here. And be one with your body. And take notice of where your body's at. Energetically, emotionally, physically. Notice the weight of your body. The space around your body. The space inside your body. Be aware of your brain, your heart, your solar plexus. Be aware of your breathing. Be aware of your hands and your feet. And just simply notice, especially the space around your body. All right, you're going to come into the present time moment through the power of the breath. Breathing in very slowly to the count of 5. And then holding the breath in the body to the count of 4. And then fully exhaling out through the nose or the mouth to the count of 8. And as you do this, you will naturally come into present time, into the here and now. Being aware that you are consciousness and that you have a body to express through on the physical plane. And that you have a lot of assistance, spiritually speaking. Slowly breathing in. holding it in the body, and slowly exhaling fully from the belly. Do everything from your dantian. Do it from the belly, from your belly button area, from your low back area. And as you come into present time, you will begin to sense your support team. And there are beings in your support team that you are not aware of. So let's call them forth into more conscious awareness. These very supportive beings of light. Continue to breathe very slowly, and as if it's as if a fog that has been around you is beginning to dissipate, and things are becoming clearer. And you're beginning to sense those beings that have been with you since the very beginning of your incarnation, including the archangel that has been assigned to you at the time of your birthing, and those masters and councils that you are a part of, that you represent here on the earth plane. And let's call forth your guardian angels and call forth your inner child, that part of you that is not quite up into present time, that is ready to merge into the present moment with the rest of you. Let's call that forth, that aspect forth to receive. Consciously breathe in the power of 9, or the Trinity times 3. Feel and imagine that you are breathing into your physical body geometrics, sacred geometry, forms, equations, symbols. You are actually breathing it in down into your belly, down into your hara, your dantian. And your body is taking that information and it is circulating it through your nervous system and through the blood. Breathing in very deeply the power of cosmic 9. You may also call forth, cosmically speaking, the Council of 9. And calling in Yeshua, Sananda, as well. And feel this council surrounding you on all dimensional levels. Now, let's clear the body, let's clear the mind, let's clear the field of all clutter from tribal conscience, the chaos of the world, the collective astral plane, everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, disengaging from your intellect and your pain body. Disengaging from your emotional body. And bringing focus into the greater self. Continue to take in the light into the body, sacred geometry, codes of light. Even light language. Hieroglyphics, symbols from other dimensional realities. And take in what is appropriate for you in this lifetime through the power of nine. And allow your brain to assemble these codes in order, some kind of symmetrical order in your brain, in your crown chakra, in your storage area. See your computer as a quantum computer. Your crown chakra as a huge quantum computer that can process millions and billions of bits of information instantaneously and arrange them in order and sequence. That will be relevant for your learning and your awakening. Now, allow the body to breathe on its own, feeling relaxation moving all through your head, your face, your jaw, your shoulders, fingers, your thighs, calves, and feet, toes. Allowing the body to relax to a point of where it can receive very naturally the energies from this 9-9 portal. Now, as you completely disengage from your to-do lists, the chaos of the world, and the nature of duality and opposites, gently allow awareness now to move into the oneness as if you're moving through this portal, this 9-9 portal. And begin now to connect with the Council of Nine. And begin to allow remembrance from your Akashic records. Those gifts and skills and talents that you have mastered that you now can bring forth into the world through your body for manifestation of your life path. Allow your brain and your body to gently release all levels of fear, anxiety, worry, doubt. And everybody else's survival fears, conscious and unconscious. Imagine your energy field emptying out, draining out everybody else's survival fears that may have affected you since early childhood, even in the birthing experience, and choosing now on all dimensional levels to be free of all fear. And we're going to ask divine assistance from the Council of Nine and your support team to assist in whatever way in helping those of you that have symptoms of ADHD, bipolar, anxiety disorder, what we would call mental imbalances, and ask to receive not only the healing, but the resolution to these patterns, these subatomic patterns, cellular patterns that perhaps have been carried over from the past or from other off-planet realities. Holding as your prayer a fully balanced brain, fully balanced hemispheres of the brain, divine balance between both hemispheres of your brain and your crown chakra. As well as with your kundalini flows, balance and harmony. And those that have experienced what we would call brain trauma, brain injuries, including whiplash to the atlas chakra, we're invoking assistance for healing and for balancing those parts of the body, those parts of the brain that have been injured and or traumatized and to recognize the learning lessons inherent within those traumatic memories including dreamtime experiences or out-of-body experiences. Calling forth the presence of the Archangels Zadkiel, Mikael, Lord Metatron, and the four elementals to work with your physical body in maintaining the balance of the four main elements of your body, earth, air, fire, and water. Allow the Council of Nine to bring you now even deeper into the power of Nine. and allow your awareness to tap even deeper into the creative force of the Godhead. Feel as if your consciousness is being embraced and cradled by Divine Mother, by the Divine Feminine, and allowing the healing of all wounds trapped in your body, your physical body, in your energy field, and whatever memories are coming up in the body, allow those memories to be embraced by the power of unconditional love. And knowing that you are eternal, your body is still receiving these codes of light for regeneration. Continue to allow the brain to reset itself. And knowing that your body has the innate power to heal itself. Any organ, any system, any gland, any joints and bones, the hemispheres of your brain have the innate power of self-healing. And breathe in that knowing into the body. And that you, the being, the sovereign being, the I am, is in control of your physical body. So choose now, from this place deep within the 99 portal, in the presence of the Council of Nine, to fully take responsibility for the health of your body, the well-being of your body, and choosing the belief that you as Divine Spirit can invoke instantaneous healing in your body, upon command, using that creative power that comes from the Goddess, the Divine Feminine, the Great Mother of all creation. Feel a deep merging, deep, deep within this 9-9 portal, connecting very deeply to the flow of divine abundance and prosperity. And breathing that vibration into the brain, into the solar plexus, into the heart chakra, into the third eye. And envision from the depths of inner space that you are aligning up all of your different light bodies in synchronicity, using the sound, the cosmic sound of the Great Mother, the sound of creation, to bring forth that alignment of all of your light bodies, all 144,000 of your light bodies, in unison with you, the Divine Spirit, and your physical embodiment. And envisioning in your light bodies a complete divine flowing of its chakra system. Seeing your light bodies like a web of light filaments. Divine sparks of light. In that these filaments are all lit up. And each filament is communicating with all of the other filaments in each of your light bodies. And each of your light bodies is creating a symphony of sounds and colors beyond what is known upon the earth. Celestial sounds and colors. And feel as if all of your light bodies are singing to the universe. That all of your light bodies are expressing your soul signature throughout all levels of creation. And within these sounds and lights are your choices and intentions that say that you are now ready to master the art of manifestation upon the earth plane. And that you are ready to go through any experience in order to achieve this mastery. The mastery of the physical plane, the emotional plane, the mental plane, and the soulic plane. Let's go a little bit deeper into the heart of creation and receive our message from the Great Mother through the Council of Nine. Going deep into the stillness and the silence, the void, to receive. Now take a deep cosmic breath. And another cosmic breath. And as you begin to come back and return to the earth plane, your room and your body, you're going to bring with you parts of you, levels of you that have not been here on the earth. That is now ready to integrate into your soul purpose, your life path. Gracefully moving through the inner dimensions, beyond space and time, moving from the most etherical back to the most physical called your body. And you're bringing with you new parts of you that are ready to incarnate into your life. The power of self-mastery. The power of manifestation. Your creativity and your wisdom. And your knowing of things, great and small. Keeping your light intact as you come back to the earth plane, very focused. Gently returning to the body in your room, giving permission to your brain to adjust to the new vibrations that are coming forth. In holding the space of gentle integration and divine right timing within all things, divine balance and harmony between you, the being, and your physical body. Now coming back awake, alert, alive, focused, coming back balanced and harmonized. And let's take a moment to do a prayer for all of those that you know that perhaps are going through some very challenging situations, including perhaps your family members that are preparing for departure, and or for some of you that are preparing to give birth onto the physical plane. Prayers of miracles, of peace. Of compassion. And choosing in your daily life to see beyond the illusion, to see actually what is happening and what is there. And holding the belief that you are riding that quantum wave of divine flow and harmony through all of your life experiences yet to come. And that you are the navigator of your light ship. You are sovereign being. And let's tap into the heart chakra to activate the power of hope. And be willing to share that energy with others. The power of hope. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, remembering to drink extra water tonight. And if you need to drive, make sure you're fully grounded. Okay, one more deep breath of the light. Coming into the now moment. And say to yourself inwardly, I am here. I am now, and I am. And so it is.